The next moon passed more swiftly than the last, as Nefer grew stronger and more restless. Each day his limp became less noticeable until at last it disappeared. Soon he was racing Merrin from the valley floor to the crest of the hills. These contests became a regular part of their lives at the Oasis. At first Merrin won easily, but soon that changed. At dawn, on the 20th day after the departure of Hilto, they started at the mouth of the cave and flew across the stony valley bottom, shoulder to shoulder. But when they started to climb up the dune face, Nefer edged ahead. Halfway up, he unleashed a sudden, powerful rush and left Merrin struggling after him. On the crest of the hill, he turned back and laughed down at Merrin, placing his hands on his hips in a triumphant gesture. In the dawn wind, his long, dense tresses floated on his shoulders. The early sun was rising behind him, and the golden rays cast a nimbus of light around his head. Taita had watched it all from below, and was about to turn back into the cave, when an eerie sound in the desert silence stopped him. He lifted his face to the sky to see a dark speck describing a high circle against the blue, and felt the divine presence of the god close at hand. The cry sounded again, small and faint, but it pierced to the heart. The unforgettable cry of a royal falcon. On the crest of the dune, Nefer heard it also, and turned his head to search for the source. He picked out the tiny shape and lifted both hands towards it. As though the gesture was a command, the falcon dropped into a stoop, seeming to swell in size. The wind across its cocked wings sighed as it dived straight at Nefer. If it struck at that speed, it would rift flesh and break bone. But Nefer did not flinch, as it came straight for his upturned face. At the last possible second, the falcon flared out of the stoop and hovered above the boy's head. Nefer reached up and could almost touch the sleek, beautiful plumage of its breast. For a moment, Taita thought that the bird might allow itself to be captured. But then it changed its wing beats and rose on high. Once again it uttered that forlorn and lovely cry, then sped away towards the sun and seemed to disappear into the flaming orb.